It's through church choirs that many kids are first exposed to music, and specifically making music. And the folks who lead children's choirs can be pretty influential to young people. They teach music theory, they teach religious beliefs, and they try to instill a love for music making. In the second installment of our Church Musicians series, I spent the evening with the children's choir at Trinity Episcopal Church in Bloomington, Indiana. This group of young musicians is led by the tall and soft-spoken James Geyer. Tell me what it's like conducting a children's choir, because it seems like half music education, half daycare.
Definitely a lot of music education, and in terms of daycare, it's just a matter of keeping their attention, which is obviously the hardest part and the part that differentiates children from older people, older adults, I think the biggest, although it can be the same job then as well. In terms of keeping their attention, you always have to be doing something new. You have to be changing things on the spot, being ready to jump into a new idea or convey something in the music to them in a new way from moment to moment.
First time that we get to sing Alleluia again, so we awesome. Do lots of them. We do them all throughout the whole service.
James is a music educator first and foremost, and he expects a lot of these kids.
I would say each rehearsal we spend some time working through the melodies using solfege, where we match music notes up to syllables. And then also we spend some time memorizing words from each song and talking about how the words fit in with the notes, basically. I take a lot of ideas from Kodai, who was one of the big music educators that drove the solfege movement in music education. And he deals a lot with patterns that you can work that kids pick up very quickly, patterns that are found in folk tunes and music that children latch onto from an early age.
I visited with some of the children as well.
Roma.
Rock.
Olivia.
Eleanor.
They were snacking on carrots and fruit slices during their break time. After a few minutes of hearing them talk about their experiences, I wanted to sign up for a choir.
Do you like singing in choir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Why?
It's fun.
It's energy. I like learning new songs.
Yeah.
And hearing the rhythm of them.
You like James?
Yeah.
He's a really good choir director.
The lone boy at this particular rehearsal was Brock. Choirs tend to have a harder time recruiting men for whatever reason, and this young man had some especially poignant things to say about just that, with a little help from his colleague Eleanor.
It's not like it's a girl thing. It's just it's multigender, but some boys just need to realize that it's not just a girl thing.
They should give it a chance.
I think they should give it a chance.
The kids of the Trinity Episcopal Church, along with their director, James Geyer. In part three of our Church Musicians series, I'll speak with the person who makes the most musical noise during a Sunday service, the organist. Dr. Edwin Penorwood of the First United Church will take us on a tour of the King of All Instruments.